Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on Dr. Drew After Dark. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You want to touch my hands?
Yeah, I do. And do your feet get that way too? Really cool. So is this fully nude?
Okay. You seeing they passed.
It's full gynecological exam.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm doing my best to imagine your dick, right? And
yeah. Welcome to Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Dr. After Dark, welcome everybody. The number is 818-253-1693 for the voice messages. And as always, the emails at drdrewafterdark@gmail.com. We appreciate it. And be sure to support people, support us. We very kindly appreciate that. And tell a friend. Also, you may want to check out drdrew.com for other pods and drdrew.tv for a streaming show. Not different than this. Very different than this. Different than this. Tone Bell is my guest today. Comedian, writer, actor, producer, everything, man. The new series on Netflix, Survival of the Thickest, right?
Thick. You said that correctly, yes.
That's right, with Michelle Buteau. And you know from Disjointed, that must have been crazy working with Kathy Bates.
That was great. We were texting yesterday.
That's so odd, isn't it? It's like great. Life is strange.
Yeah.
Opposite Nina Dobrev on FAM and CBS. Mm-hmm. And the new, I don't know how new it is, but your Netflix comedy special. It's not a comedy. It's not Netflix. It's online.
Yeah. I mean, right now I think it's on Amazon Hulu, but it came out on Showtime. You know, that everybody has. But yeah, can't cancel this.
A friend of mine wrote a book called You Can't Joke About This. I like the idea of can't cancel this. And what's the premise?
It came out before this whole cancel culture came out.
No kidding.
And so I called it that because I've been on like 9 TV shows that have all gotten one season.
Right.
So I was like, this is the only thing I've done so far that nobody can cancel as far as TV goes.
Right.
And then cancel culture got big and I was like, oh, my title works.
Friend of mine was a common, he's always like a little guest star on sitcoms and things. And he wrote a book called something like, "We'll See You Next Time," or "Thanks for being here."
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Great job. We'll see you next time.
That game is so crazy, man. So it's, you know, I get 13 episodes. Disjointed was the longest run I've had so far, like 20 episodes, and they cut that shit too.
It just seems like that's just the name of the beast, right?
Yeah, man.
How it works, which is why you got to create your own stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good for you. Did this all happen to you by accident? Like comedy was something you always wanted to do, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, stand up was kind of one of those. Like I was doing, I worked in like improv and stuff in high school and like did plays and stuff. And mm-hmm. I tried stand up a few times in high school and hosted stuff in college. And then I had a corporate gig for a while. I worked for Anheuser-Busch for a long time. Not long, like 7 years. But then
what kind of work?
I was doing marketing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have an opinion about the direction they've taken in
I was there
years?
Before the buyout, like the InBev buyout. I was there before that. And then that happened like 2009. Then the culture changed completely.
And now it's part of a huge conglomerate, right?
Yeah.
Huge. Like every beer in the world is under this one umbrella.
It was very different. Yeah. I mean, it was so fun that you're like, I don't know how they make money. Like it was very, very fun.
Wow.
And then it changed and they were like, stop spending money. And I was like, oh, I got to go. And so I left in like 2011. But I started stand up in top of 08.
You know, I saw one of these women that were the marketers that made some of the decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the contrary. And I think their heart and their head were in the right place. They were trying something. They were probably given those directions. Like, try something new.
For some reason, I keep wanting to think it was just kind of like a person who followed the TikTok,
yeah,
and was like, I'm gonna do something cool for this person.
Yeah,
I thought for the whole time I was like, maybe this is what it was, and just like, man, I can make you your own can, and then that TikTok blew up, and I was like, yo, bro,
yeah,
I'm trying to figure out how far I should go because I do have some things.
You have some thoughts? come on,
my neighbors, who like self-proclaimed rednecks, my neighbors have said some things that, I mean, I think are fucking hilarious.
Okay, but, well, it wasn't you that said it. It was some redneck next door. But no, some racist, some sexist, misogynist.
I just realized he switched beers. Like, he's like, man, I've been drinking Budweiser my whole life. And now I can't say
okay,
that.
Okay, don't do it. We don't want to get canceled.
I can't say that.
We don't want to get canceled.
I got some deals going, Drew.
Look for his next comedy special. Cunk's comedy special. There will be something might get taken out and put on a clip somewhere. Yeah. So you grew up in Georgia. Anything unusual about your upbringing? Or?
Yeah, man. It's I mean, you know, South. But one of my best friends to this day, he was the son of and now co-owns Magic City.
You think I know? Is that
you?
Don't, is that?
You never been to Magic City?
No. What is that?
Oh, we got to go to Atlanta.
In the South? Atlanta. Okay, tell me about it.
Yeah, it's like the number one strip club.
Oh. We do need to go.
Yeah, okay. Drew, you love those, right?
Well, I've been with you guys, so we went to one here once.
I mean, but this is different.
In what sense?
Because, well, I mean, they're like half, is it half here or are they butt naked here?
They're naked, right? Yeah, naked. Yes.
And they serve booze?
Yeah. Do they?
Yes.
I haven't been here yet.
Yeah, been here yet.
It's a full deal.
Okay.
Full Monty here.
All right. I still think I can beat that shit. I think you walk out of there like a different man.
Are you looking for pictures of this? Is that what you're looking for, guys?
Yeah.
Magic City?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one in Atlanta. I think it's another one in Florida. But yeah.
There it is.
And it's crazy because like you get inside, it's different. Outside is next to a bus station. It's dangerous.
Yeah. A lot of strip clubs are not in the nicest part of town.
Yeah. That's true. Wings and a shrimp.
But so is this fully nude?
You seeing they passed.
It's full gynecological exam.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, you really getting in there. You get a whole new experience for $20. But yes, I mean, I started, like, my first time in there, I think I was 14.
Hmm.
And
that must have been mind-blowing at 14.
Oh, bro, it's...
Are you allowed in at that age?
No, of course not. Yeah, that's okay. Against the law. Yeah, but like it was I think we were leaving basketball practice or something, and his mom had to stop by to like grab something. And so we weren't like all in the club getting dances and stuff, but we were at the front. But could see, 'cause the place is not that big. It's, I mean, this studio's bigger than Magic City. But you could see everything, and the ladies were so nice. You 14, and like, I mean, we wearing basketball shorts, like nylon pants.
Oh,
and so it was very like, she was like, all right, let's go. I was like, come on, man, we can't stand up. Are you crazy? We gonna knock everything over. It was wild though. It was wild, wild times.
And tell me about the Survival of the Thickest.
It's a cool show. So like Michelle Buteau, she had a book come out a couple years ago, like her memoir and just like stories from, you know, how she grew up and everything. And so she produced the show, developed the show around some of those stories. So it's kind of like her letter to New York and like her best friend. So I play one of her best friends that she grew up with. And yeah, so it's just kind of like a nice, you know, late 30s New York. How do you survive as like, you know, a thick girl in the city, single and you know,
is
trying
it gonna
get her
be
shit together.
A period piece like set in the 90s, early 2000s?
No, it's current. It's current.
Current.
Yeah.
And how did you end up in Austin?
Man, I got tired of flying back and forth from LA to New York. And in the last like couple movies and TV shows I did, I wasn't, they never shot in LA. And so I was like, man, let me get the fuck out of here and save some money and then have less than 3-hour flights everywhere.
And taxes.
Oh my, what?
Yeah.
What?
I know, right?
I mean, I almost kissed my accountant this February. It was beautiful.
California is a shit show.
Oh, bro. I love the city and I love the people. But I mean, like, it just wasn't working no more.
Yeah, financially, it doesn't make any
sense. And I still got
sense.
A place I go back, but I mean, you know, I don't go back as often as I. I was always gone anyway.
What part of town are you in?
Studio City.
Yeah. Well, so it's like, it's a just sort of centrally located, nice part of town.
Yeah.
Not too bad with the homeless.
Where were you at when you.
Pasadena. I'm still there.
You said, okay.
Yeah.
You
I'm doing the flying back and forth.
Oh, dude, I can't do it, man.
It's hard.
You go out of Burbank?
If I can, but they've stopped some of the flights to Austin.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I'm going to LAX, and I go to New York a lot, so I'll just keep going across when I get here. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know, that 6-hour, 5.5-hour flight all the time just really it threw me off. I couldn't.
Yeah,
you know, and then you know touring, and then you know sometimes the routing ain't right, so you know I'm going from Seattle to fucking Tampa.
Do you miss Georgia?
Magic City.
I'm gonna have to go there. This is a date, man.
I mean, my parents are there, so yeah. I mean, I like going back, see, you know, friends and stuff. I don't know, man. It's like it's one of those been there, done that type things. And I've lived in like 7 cities, so I mean, I like to visit real quick, and then I'm out.
Do you like what you're doing?
Love it.
Yeah,
love
I can tell.
Yeah. I love it. Man.
Like you feel blessed.
You know, I lived in Dallas. I lived in San Francisco. I lived in Miami, New Orleans.
You look old enough to have lived in all these cities.
Man, I am 56 years old. No, I'm not.
I was like, dude, but tell everybody that.
It's crazy because
you know, tell everybody that. It's very impressive.
I feel like you almost believe me for a second.
I did. I was like, wow, shit. Like,
black people can say anything about Asian white people. It's like, man, I got to take this. I believe it.
Absolutely. I was like, man, that is good genes. Oh my God, that's too funny.
I want to see a playback of your eyes being like, yeah, holy shit.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I always thought so, man. It's like, but this guy's got it wired.
Drinks coconut oil.
It's really funny. Well, what we do here is we do a bunch of emails and calls and live calls and voicemails and watch some videos, things like that. Let's take some voicemails and kind of break it in a little bit here with Tone.
Hey, Dr. Drew and the Booth Boys. I'm here to ask about this patch of skin on the back of my hand and wrist. It's a couple shades darker than the rest of my skin. It kind of comes in like a splotch, almost like as if you painted on with a sponge. I don't know. And basically, there's hair growing from this area. Like, I have hair on my arms, but it's that blonde kind of, you don't even really know it's there kind of hair. And this stuff is considerably darker. But as the years have gone by, I've noticed the area it covers is bigger. Maybe started off out as a 2-inch area. It's kind of grown to like a 4-inch area. And so I'm just worried about it spreading further. Is it just something I have to deal with, having one arm that's hairier than the other? Or is there some way I can kind of stop and mitigate the spread? Thanks. Bet I'm coming up in May.
Well, very exciting question, but I'm just looking it up. There's a name for this, and I can't remember the name off the top of my head. But essentially, it's a mole, congenital nevus. It's a pigmented area, and they can be hairier for sure, and they do not go away. And it's just one of those things. It's something called Blake's. There's a syndrome associated with it, but I would not worry about it. It's not a big deal.
I mean, I don't know, man. He said it went from 2 inches to 4 inches. It's not like you need to worry about that shit.
Well, that is the other thing, is that sometimes these pigmented things can have tumors within them. You can get melanomas, things like that. And if it really turns black and spreads, get it checked out. And if it is spreading, it's worth getting checked out. But it's probably nothing, frankly.
Is that something? All right. So right. It's not cancerous, probably, but like,
unlikely.
I wonder if he puts a watch over it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's gotten all those sorts of techniques over the years. But the way he describes it.
I've seen it before.
You've seen that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. He describes it as though it's unsightly, but I bet it's not as bad as he feels it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, do you have medical questions? You have.
I might. I don't know. I mean, not yet. I mean, but I.
Here's one from inside the organization. You guys can guess who sent me this one. Somebody from in house. I have a strange skin thing that developed after finishing 5 days of antibiotics 2 months ago. When my skin is scratched or rubbed, even if gently, I develop an allergic reaction. Skin gets really, this is all skin stuff now. The skin gets really red, itchy, and swells up like hives. Lasts for about 30 minutes, goes away completely. After researching, I'm pretty sure it is dermatographia, which is what you're describing. I take Claritin, it gets a little bit better. Occasionally it will flare up badly if my cat scratches me or I bump my skin against something. Cat scratch, does that narrow it down at all? Cats, important. Somebody's life.
Yeah.
Also called Kebnering phenomenon. It's just allergic. There's just allergic hypersensitivity. Why it would happen after the antibiotics, I have no idea. That's kind of bizarre.
I do have a question.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
I do have a skin thing. That kind of sounds familiar to me. I don't deal with cats like that, but I do get like, I don't know. Of course, I'm looking at you.
I
got
else.
None right now. But let's go to one I can do. Man, my hand's always cold.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
you want to touch my hands?
Yeah, I do. And do your feet get that way too? You're really cold.
Yeah,
they are really cold.
And I'm not cold at all. My feet do get cold, but I wear socks. But you know, it's not.
If you put your hands in the refrigerator, do they get like white or blue?
No.
No. Does anybody in your family have rheumatic diseases of any kind? Rheumatoid arthritis, anything of that nature?
Not that I know of.
This kind of thing is called a Raynaud's phenomenon, with vascular constriction.
That's all right. I always say it wrong. I said this on stage once, and a doctor came up to me afterwards, told me that's what it is.
Yeah,
Raynaud's. But then my GP back in LA was like, is your nose cold? And then I go, sometimes, not as much as my hands and my feet.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's uncomfortable. Not for me, but, you know, when it's time to
touch somebody.
Yeah.
So she didn't like it so much.
Oh, man, I got to warm these bitches up.
So what do you do?
I sit on them, which is, which is very, it's like, give me like 6 minutes to warm his hands up, and that is not sexy.
No, it takes, yeah, I get it.
It does take, it takes.
Either that, maybe the eye cold touch. You get
if it's warm, like she'll, you know, if it's too hot, she's like, take your cold ass hands and cool me off. And that is that's a feature that she likes. But man,
isn't that interesting?
Let me see
your nail beds.
It will ruin. I got good ass nails.
Yeah, but I mean, you got nice pink. You know, there's a lot of blood flying to them. It's just, that's just you, man.
I know, man.
Interesting. Do you ever have other? That technically, it's sort of an autonomic symptom. Mm. Do you have other things where you get lightheaded, or if you change position quickly, you get palpitations, or you know, faint when you sort of move around quickly?
Not really. I mean, like I do get palpitations every now and then, but that's not. I don't think.
Nothing else. It's a thing. It's just you.
Yeah.
But it does go along with this sort of Raynaud's type phenomenon. So here is something from Vanessa. There's a live caller. Vanessa, go ahead.
Hi.
Hey there.
What's up, Vanessa?
Hi. Not much. Just here in Denver. Dr. Drew, so excited to talk to you. Back in December, you were on Guy Benson's podcast and gave me a shout out there. So we're full circle.
Wow, that's weird. Small world.
Yeah. Yeah, not to be creepy, but I do have a brown question.
Hmm. A lot of shit, urine.
Oh, is that what we call them?
Brown.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm following.
Yeah. Okay. So I was talking about this with a friend the other day, but we were wondering if food that you eat, if it takes about 8 hours to then come back as brown, how come after certain meals do you have to like violently shit sometimes? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, we do know what you're talking about. We know what it means to take a shit.
Okay, good.
So
black people call that lactose intolerant.
There is a lactose phenomenon.
Heavy creams and such.
Yeah, that'll move things through very quickly. Mm-hmm. However, you're right. It does take at least 8 hours to move most things through. But this is something I brought up a number of times in the show. Something called the gastrocolic reflex, which is certain things in the stomach stimulate the colon. And so you're having a gastrocolic reaction, and there are certain foods that also increase the contractility of the bowels. You know, there are things that are sort of
like what, like hot foods,
you know,
citrus,
caffeine, Chick-fil-A, evidently in her case. So, is that the spicy Chick-fil-A or any Chick-fil-A?
It's not breakfast Chick-fil-A. It's always lunchtime Chick-fil-A.
Interesting. Well, that's interesting. So
sounds like you did your research.
But it is
maybe.
It is not, but trust me, it's not the food that was consumed that's coming out the other end typically. Very hard to do that. Takes even when you take these. Have you ever had a colonoscopy?
Yeah, I'm 56. Of course, 50. I've had a couple now.
But they give you these very powerful laxatives. Even that takes like 3 or 4 hours to get going, and that's what's moving through you then. All right, Vanessa, good to talk to you again.
I'll tell you what I do. Good luck with that, Vanessa.
What do you do?
If I know I really need to go, like this is, I got to get yesterday out of me.
Yeah.
I lemon water, cup of coffee, and a banana. 20 minutes.
It's a pretty good combo.
20 minutes.
Pretty good. That's mostly the caffeine, though. And I wonder if it's something about the lemon water with the caffeine that's caught. I don't know. Interesting. We'll stay with the brown topic here. Let's stay, you know, talking about shit. Why not? Anthony, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? So my question's pretty simple. So when I notice when I wake up in the morning, if I take a shit, probably like say within like 15 to 30 minutes of waking up,
stay with the shit
like
here.
Nine times out of ten, it's going to be like quite runny, quite watery, like a type 4, type 5.
Mm.
The longer I wait, if I take a shit, say 2 hours later, it's like basically the longer I wait, the more solid it gets.
And
I was just wondering why that would be.
And let's show Tone the scale that he's talking about there. This is actually a shit scale.
Anthony, what'd you say? It's like a 4 or 5.
Yeah, I'll show you a 4
and
or 5.
Those are good.
Yeah, type 4, type 5. I looked at I referenced the scale. Like on
there
the,
it is.
Oh boy.
Type 4, type 5 is what you want.
Things I've never Googled.
It's the Bristol stool chart. Let's get it up there. There it is. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Type 4, 5. So 4 or 5 are pretty solid, right? Okay. It's not 5.
Maybe
not
I'm mistaken because I was trying to just say it's pretty runny.
Like more like a 6, huh?
More like a 6, then.
Yeah. Hard to know. I mean, I again, it's not after you drink coffee or something, right?
Nah, dude, this is like really, I've kind of played with my diet a little bit. I've like tried to cut out milk, tried to cut out coffee. Nothing seems to really aggravate it or like, you know.
Do you drink alcohol at night before you go to bed? Alcohol?
This fucking chart.
Not so much. I mean, not really.
Well, I don't have a good answer for you, my friend.
If I do drink alcohol, it'd probably be a lot worse.
Yeah, I don't have a great answer for you, except that during the day, for whatever reason, usually things move through better. But in your case, it seemed to reduce the movement through it. Maybe you're drinking less fluids or something during the day, or all the fluids are consumed at night. I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that. It's I don't spend a lot of time thinking. Maybe that's why I didn't go into gastroenterology. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about stool. And yet we talk about it here all the fucking time.
This is really interesting. I can't stop looking at this chart. This is, oh man.
Drew, I have a question for you. So I just recently started getting a little bit more active, and I never messed around with pre-workout, but I just learned a cup of coffee has like 30 milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah.
And pre-workout has like 300.
Yeah.
Does it make you shit in the middle of your workout?
Caffeine is a very powerful laxative. Or not laxative, stimulant.
Like diuretic?
It's not a diuretic. It just stimulates bowel contractility. And so it'll stimulate a movement, quite literally.
So if you take pre-workout, should you try and shit before you work out?
I mean, if you don't want to get interrupted.
Are you doing coffee and?
No, he's just doing that 300 milligram caffeine.
I was like, that's not a bad combo.
Yeah, the pre-workout's in there. Yeah, I don't spend so much time thinking about my shit.
I haven't asked you one question about shit yet. I want you to remember that.
Not yet. I'm remembering that. Terrence, what's going on?
Howdy.
Hey, man.
Dr. Hitler, shalom.
Long story.
Okay.
go ahead. What's up?
So I have an interesting little case here. I've had my penis for about 27 years now.
Good for you.
And it was, thank you. Proud of it. And it wasn't until about maybe a year ago, I was just playing around and looking at it, and I discovered that, I think they messed up my circumcision when I was a wee lad. And there's a little flap of skin that is from the shaft to the tip of the penis. It's kind of hard to see. I've never had partners bring it up to me before, but I could literally run a Q-tip through it. It's like a built-in piercing. That like I could literally just put stuff through it. It doesn't affect.
Is it run side to side, like horizontally across the penis, or is it run along the long axis?
The long axis.
Oh, that's interesting. So it makes me wonder if it was like some sort of hypospadias. Show us a hypospadias so hypospadias. I can tell what that is. Hi, this is actually a common thing that men, when they're developing, male babies, the urethra doesn't often, many times, more commonly than you think, doesn't make it all the way to the tip. It comes out somewhere along the way there. You see it can come out down there by the testes. Okay. It can come out mid-shaft, or it can come out where, at least close to where it's supposed to be. And sometimes those are sort of close up, and it makes me wonder if it's hypospadias. The other thing is you can get weird scarring from, particularly if they use cautery where you had your circumcision, and there can be kind of weird scarring that happens sometimes. So it's not really messed up so much as it just happens.
It just happens. You know, and like no pain or anything.
Never anything leaking out of
cool
it.
Trick.
Anything ever leak out of it, like urine?
No, thankfully not.
Okay. Do you ever
throwing down two streams at once?
Go ahead. Tone's got a question for you. Hold on.
But I'm just curious.
Go ahead, Tone.
Yeah, man, I got a question.
Please drop it.
I'm doing my best to imagine your dick, right? And
yeah. Absolutely.
I'm still stuck on a Q-tip. Like, you could fit a Q-tip through it.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever embraced it and put accessories on it, dress it up a little bit?
Like, actually do put a ring through it or something.
And just, like, use it.
I have a septum piercing. I'm so tempted to just put it in there just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, why not? That's just a good surprise sometimes.
I usually don't do it for partners because I'm just afraid that it's going to make them afraid.
You gotta own that shit, man.
And it's kind of scary, you know, having that some like metal just hanging out down there. I don't want it to get snug on anything.
Yeah, that would not be good.
I mean, change your underwear.
Yep. All right. I've had enough of that.
I'm thinking about accessories.
I know. You can. That's good.
Let's decorate this.
Here's an email. I'm a 35-year-old straight white male from Kentucky. I've always dated and been attracted to women, but I experimented with men a handful of times, oral. I found that I'm down to for oral sex, so it means getting my dick sucked, but I'm not attracted to men at all. Also, I found that I have to perform first because I'm uninterested after I ejaculate. As long as they orgasm before me, I'm good, but after I ejaculate, I'm no desire to do anything. What the hell is wrong with me? Also, am I being a tease by letting this gay dude... Also, am I being a tease by letting this gay dude eat my ass knowing he's never going to get in there no matter how much he licks it? So what is his question? What the hell's wrong with me? He's not straight.
No.
I mean, he's leave, as Adam used to say, at least half mo. at least, right? And people debate if that even, you know, what that means, right? He certainly seems to be...
So he don't date dudes, but he lets dudes blow him.
As long as they come first. In other words, if once he's had an orgasm, he's no longer interested in the partner.
Right.
But so if he can get them off first, then he can. No, wait a minute.
So he just giving out handies?
No, he blows them.
He doesn't like it though.
He doesn't like. He likes it as long as he does them first.
As long as he hasn't come yet.
Yes. Once he come, he has no interest.
Oh, he can't blow after he blows.
Right. Right. No blow after blow, exactly.
Yeah. That's,
I mean,
to each his own. He just sounds like kind of a normal dude sometimes. I feel like some dudes are just like that.
He sounds a little, I mean, if he does get a female partner, he's going to have to sort of, well, whatever, if this is my thing. You correct me if I'm wrong, Tom. But once, if you're going to get in a committed relationship that's monogamous, you got to pick a major.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your female partner is not going to dig this as a part-time pastime, regardless of whether you're into guys or not.
Let me smell your breath. Like it's going to be a lot of that.
It's going to be bad. Or if you decide you find a male partner you want to stay with, men are a little more tolerant. To be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds to me, and this is probably a terrible diagnosis. It sounds to me like he just really likes blowjobs, and he's willing to blow to get blown.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he has a tougher time probably getting blowjobs from women.
Maybe.
So he's like, man,
that's how much he likes it.
I know a bar.
Interesting. So men are just more cooperative.
You know, we don't need all the whining and dining. You tell me what you like, and we just get shit done.
Done and done. There's a birth control question. It is different. You know, it's... I was talking to... again, this is another Corolla thing.
I love blowjobs, but I don't think that much.
Yeah, not interested. But I was
either way, gay's good.
Gay's good, yeah, of course. Gay is, of course, good. But I was talking to Adam Kroll again about that Samantha character on Sex and the City. And I was like, you know, I talked to the woman that wrote the original Sex and the City book. And she said that character was a sex addict, drug addict who died of drug addiction. Mm. And I went, well, yes, that's who that is. Mm-hmm. And Adam said, oh, no. That character is what a gay man would be if he were a woman. And I thought, oh, well, a gay man writes Sex in the City. So he's right. I mean, that's not how women are.
Right.
They're not quite like that. But a gay man, were he to be a female, that's how he would be. My fiance stopped birth control in December, has had only one period in February. We're now in April. She's taken 4 pregnancy tests. How long till it reaches normalcy? Usually at 6 months, people are back menstruating normally. Ooh, shameful fantasies. Let's see. I've had this fantasy of being forced to wearing women's clothes, wearing makeup, and then being pegged. I also fantasize about sex with male to female trans women and sometimes being forced, again, more like talked into, to perform bisex acts with men. What do you make of this so far, Dr.
Very
Freud?
Very niche,
but the fact that he's out of control, he's being forced into it, suggests that maybe this is something he secretly harbors, but can't sort of allow himself.
Yeah,
he has to be forced into it. My wife was shocked and disgusted when I told her. She brought some lingerie for me to wear, though, and a strap-on has been very supportive. She has started to show a true desire to mildly feminize and dominate me. I guess the big thing outside the bedroom, I'm very masculine. I build and ride Harleys, drive 4x4, shoot guns. I'm a Marine veteran. Am I gay, bisexual, or normal guy that likes kink, taboo sex? This is actually a great question. is it wrong to want to relish control and be used by my wife and trans women or sometimes men? What do you say?
He's done it all.
He does it all, right.
He's done it all.
Yeah.
You got to keep exploring.
Oof, who knows where this is going?
Look, man, Marine, bikes, builds.
Pegs.
Hey, man, give me something else.
Yeah.
I'm with this dude.
This is a human being.
Hey, this guy's
living.
Give me another task.
So here's really what I would say. So he has a wife.
Love it.
This is back to picking a major, though, right? He's got a wife. So thankfully.
And how honest is this dude for him to tell her?
And how great is she to start to participate?
She's like, hey, yeah. he keeps it. Yeah.
No, this is awesome. This is actually awesome.
That's a good relationship right there.
So here's the problem. So these are all deep fantasies that he's obviously, you know, is having trouble bringing into consciousness. The wife is into it now and helping him with it and letting him act out all these fantasies. Mm-hmm. The only sort of, and good on you both, go at it. The only problem is this the beginning of a more complete transformation?
Yeah.
And he's going to have to really kind of think about that and struggle with that.
Because sometimes when you dip your toe in,
you keep going.
You don't pull it back out. You, like,
yeah. Which is real, right? It's really in him. It's not that he's sort of going down some path that he should never have opened. It's not that at all. It's that this is in him, and we don't know where it's really going yet. The fact that he's exploring it. But my sense is it's probably going to stay in pegging, dominating, because dominating is a big part of this for him.
That's my question. When you see stories like this, cases like this, does it normally go further? Or
it can.
Or
it doesn't.
Do people kind of.
I don't think I can generalize. It can. It doesn't feel like that's what this is.
Okay.
But it's interesting that he sort of has compensated the other way, where he's a man, rides Harleys and all that kind of stuff. Maybe there is, but maybe this is enough to massage that part of it.
I like
so
the communication between he and his wife.
I love it.
I'm a big fan of that.
I think these two get the Couple of the Year award. Good for them. He said, let me answer his questions. You are not gay. You are not bisexual. You have a wife and you are committed and you seem to be fine with that. Am I a normal guy that wants kinky taboo sex with a taste for the wild side? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what it sounds like.
We'll see, right? We'll see. Tony and I are wondering, will you continue to open up other interesting feelings and ideas? We'll see. You got a, I never had an orgasm. Is this a female? Yep, never had an orgasm. Well, let's say the voicemail.
What?
It's a long question. I'm not sure I want to get into it yet. But
sure.
But if it had been a male, I would have been like, oh, this is fascinating.
Hey, Dr. Drew. This is Josh. I'm calling in about, I got a weird thing I've always wanted an answer for. Sometimes, usually, like, first thing in the morning, if I go get, you know, maybe something salty or, usually salt will do it. There's like a, underneath my tongue on the right side, it'll kind of flare up it almost feels like there's a bunch of gravel in there. Mm-hmm. And every time I swallow, it really, really hurts. Like it cinches down on it. Mm. And I've always wondered what the fuck that is.
It is why you're getting that inflammation of the tongue. Those are actually the taste buds swelling on that side. I don't know why you're getting that inflammation necessarily, whether it's an allergic type reaction. Probably allergic, I suspect, or just a vascular permeability that's triggered by the salt. But I don't think it's anything you should be paying any attention to other than maybe paying attention to the things that cause it and avoiding them, because eventually it can swell up kind of badly. You can start biting on that side of your tongue and stuff. It can be kind of a cycle you can get into, it seems to me.
Also, like, stop eating that.
Salt in the morning. Yeah, avoid it. That's what I'm saying. Avoid the things that cause it. Now, I have a peer of yours. He's 56 years old on a little video here, yep. And he's a virgin. Let's see what this video is.
Hey, everybody. It's the 56-year-old virgin. Today is my birthday. I'm actually 56 today, and I'm celebrating with some of my good friends, Kevin, Janet, and Pam, and I can't do screw it. I'm sorry. There's Kevin. He's one of my friends.
Hi.
Here's Janet. Say hi, Janet. Those two are married. He's a little cranky, though. And there's our friend Pam. Say hi, Pam.
Hi.
They treated me to pizza and pretzels. What more could a man ask for other than a date?
Quite a crew. Bless their hearts. Bless their hearts. Go ahead, Tone.
I mean, that's a squad right there.
That is a squad.
That is a squad. That's, hey, man, you got to surround yourself with like-minded folks. That's a squad.
Like-minded. Indeed. And by the way, that guy says he's 56. I'm like, yeah, That's what a white dude looks like at 56.
I couldn't help but to look at his collar, like the collar on the shirt.
Let's get it back. Oh, look at this. That.
I mean, that's like a polo or something. I mean, one side going in, the other side flared up.
And he's got like a coat on. It's like almost a seersuckery kind of thing. Like what is that?
That's
vest?
All part of the shirt.
It's part of the shirt. Oh, man.
Was he like, did he go... Oh, screw it.
He's not a bad looking dude either.
No, he's not, but he's odd. And
he tried to switch the camera angle.
Was it he couldn't bring the camera around, or he ran out of time, or that he couldn't remember everybody's name?
I think he was getting scared because you're talking about when he goes from himself to looking at his friends.
Well, he starts introducing them and he goes, shoot, I can't do it. We're not clear what that was.
I don't know. I think it was he was trying to flip the camera.
That's what we think too.
Yeah.
He couldn't figure that out.
Kevin? Janet and Pam and I can't do it. I'm sorry. There's Kevin. He's one of my friends. Here's Janet. Say hi, Janet. Those two are married. He's a little cranky, though. And there's our friend Pam. Say hi, Pam. They treated me to pizza and pretzels. What more could a man ask for other than a date?
Look at the elephant bag handbag she has.
I mean, these are all children.
Well,
and I'm sorry, that's probably a little rude. I apologize about that. I mean,
there may be that kind of developmental stuff going on here.
Okay. Right? All right. Well, so I diagnosed it correctly, maybe.
I think there may be the case. And it reminds me of some of the whack pack that Stern keeps around him. Mm. You know, he keeps some interesting folks around him. And
so do you think they drove there or they got driven there? You think they on the road?
I don't think so. I think that Pam.
That's
in the
a real
back
question, there. By the way.
Yeah.
I'm like, who?
No, I'm with you.
How'd they get there?
I think Pam in the back maybe be the driver. If there were a driver, it'd be her.
She's like the most responsible.
Kevin had some motor issues. He wasn't moving very much.
Right.
His wife, she's not driving.
Man, she better not come on a wheel.
The Virgin, I don't think. He might be driving, right? He could be, but he wouldn't be driving
what
other people.
What more could a man ask for?
I don't think he would drive other people.
I mean, who's to say they had to drive, right? They might live right outside.
Yeah. Or there may be a, if they're not in the tent outside, they look a little clean for that, by the way.
Did they?
Yeah.
Those teeth, huh?
Everybody had interesting mouths, didn't they? It was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Everybody did. Yeah. I think we have a new category. We have the talk eyes. We have all these different sort of categories of cool guys. There, you know, cool guy, you know, there's, it's just a subdivision of cool guy mouth, I think is what that is. Because, you know, cool guys all have a certain teeth, dental sort of vibe. Where do we come up with the cool guy mouth? Was that the guy, the singing out?
Guy mouth.
That's all you, man. Yeah. What do you mean we?
This is not an us thing.
I've mentioned cool guys in their mouth before, haven't I?
You like strip clubs, not us. Yeah.
Everything that happens to me is your asshole's fault. You know that.
Look, we might have helped you get here, but you're acting on your own now.
All right. Let's see some TikToks. Speaking of that.
Oh, my God.
So Christina collates some TikToks, and I worry what goes on in that mind, but here we go.
الإجراء اللي نشوفه هذا يسمى الفصل يتم فيه قطع الوريد وكان يستخدم قديما لأغراض علاجية لكن لم يعد يستخدم اليوم في الطب الحديث وشكرا لكم.
Blood?
Yeah, you just tapped something on his forehead and a stream of blood's coming
out.
That
is odd.
You guys didn't do that in doctor school?
No. And what I don't understand is, he's got something around his neck?
Yeah, he's like choking himself to get
the
blood
to get the blood up there.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Wait, play that again.
You got it.
الإجراء اللي نشوفه هذا يسمى الفصل يتم فيه قطع الوريد.
He just thumped it?
وكان يستخدم قديماً.
I wish I knew what he was saying.
Like
anybody speak Arabic?
Yeah, he just released it into the thing.
To this painter's tray.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like, it's on the other side.
And look, he's twisting the towel. He's twisting it so his neck is constricted.
وكان يستخدم قديما لأغراض علاجية لكن لم يعد يستخدم اليوم في الطب الحديث.
There is a vein that goes right down the middle here. It's not easy to see, but I guess when you're choking to death when you're being asphyxiated.
Oh yeah, I get upset that vein.
You can see that vein show up. Yeah, and so he knows how to enter that vein and get it released. I don't know what in the name of hell he is doing.
I don't even kind of know what this procedure is.
Yeah, what he's supposed to be. I'm guessing it's a headache procedure.
Man, what if he's doing that for a hangover?
Oh, that'll get your attention.
I mean, what if he just like had a night? He was like, bro, I can fix that. you got 6 minutes? Let's drain that shit, bro. I got you. Bring a trash bag. I got you. Bring a trash bag and a washcloth.
And a tray. And a tray. Oh man, it's better than throwing up. That's all.
Okay. You can't think of anything that this could possibly fix.
I'm betting people get desperate around headaches. They get desperate and they do weird shit. So I'm guessing it's a headache thing of some type. Either that, it's some religious, spiritual cleansing of something. God knows what. Not anything therapeutic in my world. Woo!
I like too much blood though.
Well, it's under
maybe
a lot
it's
of
the sound, but it looked like a lot of.
Yeah, I agree. But it's a decent vein, and I don't know. Interesting. All right, what else you got? Oh yeah. Whoa. Oh. Good one.
Ooh.
What? That's it? She throws us one.
That's all she's got.
There's so many of those videos out there. Why'd she pick this one?
I think this is slightly different than probably the ones you've seen. Mm. I don't know if this is sanctioned by Dana White.
A lot of them aren't the stuff I see. And so is there something weird about this?
Yeah, that is happening.
And by the way, Luis J. Gomez called me out of the blue and asked a question about doctors getting HPV from burning off warts off the penis and the smoke getting into their nose and causing HPV in the doctor. And Joe Liss was with him. And I think it was Joe that said, confirmed that is true, and I get to slap Lewis as hard as I want. So a lot of unsanctioned slapping going on.
Well, don't leave us hanging.
I have to stay with what I know to be true, and I've never heard of anything like that. So
aerial HPV?
Great question, but never heard of that. So
you couldn't just do it for the boys, though?
I thought about it. It was tempting. Believe me, it was tempting, but I have a...
Which hand would you go with? You which hand?
If I were to slap Lewis?
Yeah.
Right hand.
Okay.
Yeah, my shoulders are fucked up on the left side. So I couldn't give it a good one. You got any more TikToks for us?
Yeah, I got a couple more.
All right.
I designed my own Christian activewear brand. My biggest flex is representing Jesus in the gym.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever watch 90 Day Fiancé?
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Yeah, I do actually.
You seen it lately?
No, not lately.
There's a chick like that, a girl like that, who is extremely hyper-religious and found another hyper-religious Catholic in Israel, except she's like a 9 and he's like a 3.
Mm.
And antics ensue when they meet, you can imagine.
Oh, all right, so. I'm going to go back and check. Yeah, that's a show me and my mom talk about often. I haven't started this new one yet.
Though. No kidding. Who are your favorites over there? I've never had this conversation on this show before.
I mean, well, she'll talk about it, then I go back and watch it. And so, like, I mean, I think it was the... I mean, what season are we in now? Because we watched it.
I only know by who the couples are.
Oh, so I probably can't name any couples. Okay. But like, she'll tell me, and then I go back and watch who she tells.
I've actually interviewed Angela, the bigger woman from the South that had lost a ton of weight and had a surgery. She's actually quite interesting and funny and lovely.
I think they're all great people.
Yeah. I also interviewed Julia from Russia.
Julia, I do remember that one, yeah.
I interviewed her because I wanted to talk to somebody about the Russian invasion and how a Russian would feel about it. And she was very forthcoming and said, like, this is bullshit. It's fucking, nobody should be doing this. We all hate it. And that was at the beginning of the war. I don't know how they feel now, but
yeah.
And I'm going to speak to Yara and Jovi in a couple of months.
Oh, yep.
Ukrainian.
That I haven't seen them, but this is my mom. Val talks about them. I mean, she talks about them like she.
The fact that I watch it is the symptom of how horrible lockdown was.
Oh.
Because that's what I started doing, watching shit like that.
That one and then the first sight. That's the two, that's those are the two we talk about. Love first sight, yeah. And then 90 Day Fiance.
People love that stuff. All right, let's get some more live calls in here. Let's see. Okay. What do you got there, Miguel?
I don't know if I could take a slap in the face for.
Hey, how you doing?
No, I know. Hey, Miguel, what's happening?
Not much. So basically, I went to my PCP for a doctor's checkup, and I basically told him that I don't sweat, and he didn't believe me, and he actually had me run laps around his office to prove it.
Mm. Do you not sweat anywhere? Does your forehead not sweat, your ass not sweat, your hands not sweat? Is there anywhere that gets a little wet?
Not really. I mean, the best thing that happens to me is I glisten, basically like a vampire from Twilight.
What is it?
That shit sounds sexy, bro.
So not sweating is not sweating. Are your bone dry where you can't pick up paper and that kind of thing because your hands are so dry?
Yeah, I have to lick my fingers to be able to pick stuff up.
Interesting. Well, people have the opposite, right? Where they literally drip sweat from their hands and can drip from their forehead. So it makes sense to me that some people might have the contrary. The problem is that to maintain temperature homeostasis, we really need to use sweat evaporation. Yeah. We use that a lot. So I'm trying to understand how your body dissipates heat. Are you able to, do you get hot and overheat it really easily?
Yes.
And then you can't cool down?
It gets to the point where I basically can't do nothing for the entire day. Because when COVID was going around, I ended up catching COVID. Mm. And it seriously just felt like my entire body was shutting down for how hot I was.
It's a little bit different. But in the sweating that usually comes after fever is how people kind of cool down. But I mean, it happens. My bet is, though, that your scalp or your feet, or your hands or something is doing the sweating. And that, you know, there are actually procedures to help move it around your body, believe it or not.
I feel like I've seen that. Well, I'm probably only in the opposite where like someone sweats too much.
Correct.
And then the glands or, you know,
they,
whatever.
They clip the ganglion at the sympathetic nerves along, you know, proximally to whatever region it is they want to dry up. Like if it's the hands, they'll sort of clip a thing in the neck here.
Yeah.
If it's the forehead, they clip something here. And it works. It works. But then people notice other parts of their body start sweating. Their ass starts sweating.
Right.
Other things sweat. So usually it's somewhere, but some people are different that way.
I mean, and you've always been like that? You've never sweat? Like even playground, school, growing up?
I played baseball, and out in this Texas heat, like I was out with my kids just the other day, and it was 108, and they were all sweating, and I'm just bone dry.
Oh, man, people
and
hate you, bro.
It's also weird that like when it comes with that, I don't have a BO.
Your superpower.
Oh, so you say you don't have to wear deodorant?
You're bragging.
Yeah, bro. Like this is you out here cloud chasing right now.
Do you though get overheated? Have you ever had heat stroke? Have you ever been like in a situation where the ambient temperature?
I've had heat exhaustion.
Yeah,
easily.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, so you got to be careful. That's all because this is an inefficiency, but it's just genetic. It's you. I don't know, but it's one of them things. I got heat stroke. I did a thing out in the desert for Fox. You know, I did this special forces thing. They took us out to the Jordanian desert and had a bunch of Navy SEALs train us.
Yeah,
I was in the hospital very quickly.
How hot was it?
120. It was. It's that's a kind of hot that you don't even like.
Yeah.
You don't sweat because it evaporates so fast.
So quick.
It's really just...
Well, I'm exhausting. I mean, there are those... I mean, I'm from Georgia, so like, you know, Texas, Louisiana, you know, Alabama. Like it's so... The moisture's in the air.
Humidity.
So, you know, you get that 102, 105, and then I'm just thinking about your situation because I go, man, it's 100 after that and that kind of humidity, you're pouring. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you can't help, especially if you're standing in the sun. Like, you're getting that heat plus that humidity. And like, I'd be so jealous looking at you dry.
Yeah. I know it's true. I would too.
I'd be pissed.
All right, we got we got a couple more clips to look at. Do you have any more voice messages before I go to the clips?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Dr. Mommy. I'm a 31-year-old female, multiple orgasm, by penetration and squirter. And I just wanted to ask a question about my would-be white. So sometimes when I come, it is full-on squirt liquid. And then other times, kind of depending on the stimulation, it's more like thick. And I'm just wondering why that is. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Great question. So, you know, women are all over the place with their sexual orgasmic function.
Sure.
Right. Some no orgasm with penetration. Some sometimes. Some every 30 times they steal the orgasms from everybody. The squirting is probably the squirting is probably a couple of different things. One is urine. Urine can come out, and that's been well established. Mm-hmm. But the other is women actually have glands around the vagina that, when you look at under the microscope, are identical to prostate gland. And prostate is what produces the semen, right? So women can also, in certain situations and certain genetics, produce a semen-like fluid that will come out also. So it's probably some is urine and probably some is this, you know, glandular material producing that the thicker stuff.
That's so what I would have said.
It's good times.
I'm trying to get my girl to let it go.
To squirt?
Yeah, she like me. She accidentally for her. She's like she's embarrassed by it.
Oh, am
I?
Back before people were talking about it or seeing it on porn, people used to be terribly ashamed of it.
I go, give it to me.
Yeah. Oh no, men
like that. Let's change these sheets. No, you know what I mean?
We like evidence of our work.
Yeah, I want a receipt. Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because I can feel it. You know what I mean? She probably hates it. She's gonna listen to this shit and be mad. But like. And her mom gonna hear this shit. Her mom look at everything
Let's
I do.
Be
her
clear.
Mom.
It's a talent.
Yeah.
We admire it.
She knows
you should be honored for being as such.
She knows she wit.
Okay. Oh man. All right. Let's see. Kevin Samuels. Now what's that all about?
Yeah, we have a video.
You know who he is?
I do.
Who is he?
R.I.P. He passed away last year. Last year.
Okay.
Relationship guy, a call in.
I know who this guy is. Yeah.
I'm a fan.
A little harsh. A little bit harsh.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
We can wet your palate and show you one of the old ones to kind of.
Yeah, let's do it. By all means.
Winter is coming. No more hot girl summer. No more twerking. Once you're over 35 or 40 years old, what do you have? You got bad knees, bunions, and type 1 diabetes.
I like the way he calls it tramp talk.
I'm 5'3".
How much do you weigh?
Oh, I remember
That's
this
none
one.
Of your business. I told you I was fat.
Oh, okay. We don't play that shit on my channel. You get your big fat ass on somewhere then. I don't deal with you big sassy ass broads. You think you can get out here and be like Danny's big ass? Go knock yourself out. But I would be remiss to try to tell you as an image consultant and as a person and a professional that you can be 5'3 and weigh so much that you don't even want to tell somebody how much you weigh and think you're going to get a man to marry you, a high value man. So you go ahead and go on back over and get your 2-piece or 3-piece or whatever you got coming from, you know, Chick-fil-A or Popeyes. Carry your ass on over. I don't know.
All right.
Oh, I miss him.
Here's the new one.
Wait. What happened to him? Why'd he die?
He died.
Of what?
He died. I don't really know. Was it a heart attack or something like that?
Heart attack after, I think, fucking one of his ladies or something.
No, seriously?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was, 50 something, early 50s?
Oh, good. Good for him.
Anytime a woman gets cheated on, a woman tells me, my man cheated, I always ask her, how'd you find out about it? You know what the answer I normally get? Now he's starting to get, the woman he was cheating on me with contacted me. And I said, what did you say? Because I told two women last night, here's what you should, you better go listen to old school Betty Wright. Here's what you should have did. When she called and said, yeah, you know your husband? Yeah, we having a relationship. Is that you? Is that where he be going on Tuesday? Girl, thank you so much. Appreciate it. By the way, thank you for taking that off my plate. Do you tickle him behind the ear? Because he likes that too. Oh, by the way, he likes his meatloaf red, not brown. Thank you, girl. Matter of fact, we should go out and have some coffee one day to exchange stories. You know how many women call women like that back? None.
What's he getting at? That he can get information out of her if you befriend her?
Well, it's not cheating if she know about it.
But
remember that Tuesday night you wanted to yourself?
Oh, now you got
this
it.
This is where I'm at.
Oh, so she really happy so is taking it off the plate.
I don't have to cook. You out. I got the house to myself. I watch my programs.
Oh, man.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying I was breaking that down for what he was saying.
I hear. Do you have any more of his stuff? I remember I have a different feeling about him right now watching it, that he's just so damn funny.
Yeah, let me look.
Dude, he's hilarious.
But I used to feel bad watching some of his stuff. Like, he was so harsh.
Well, you know, I mean, it's context, and it's hard for me because, like, when he kind of came out, he was kind of like, you know what it was? It was kind of like drinking a Bud Light now. Like, if you drink a Bud Light now,
finish that
like,
thought.
I'm gonna have to do this alone.
Oh, I see.
Even if I still really want to drink it, or if I want to enjoy his content, okay. I got to do this and not tell other people I'm doing it right now. And then later people go, oh man, there's some things like he really had a point on. But I'm like that because my dad wrote a book when I was in high school, a relationship book when I was in high school. And he's a civil engineer. He was in the military and just kind of wrote his thoughts as a dude growing up where relationships and marriages are going. And every 5 to 7 years, I'll read it. And I mean, my dad is fucking spot on.
What? Give me some headlines.
I guess kind of how you, your wants don't matter to me as much as your needs. Hopefully we can get to your wants.
Yeah.
Like as a what my job as a man is supposed to be.
Yeah.
I want to listen to your wants, but I got to get your needs down first.
This is your dad and your mom together.
Yeah.
And they stayed 4 years. They stayed together forever.
Yeah.
And so he's seeing
relationships. She hates the book.
It's fantastic.
The title is A Husband's Guide to the 21st Century, but it's written for women to be better wives. That's literally the take on it.
Uh-oh.
And it's crazy. It's crazy.
Is he still with us?
Yeah.
And what does he think about the current circumstance?
Oh, he thinks we got it hard. Like guys my age.
You got it difficult.
Yeah.
Because women aren't following his advice?
Not his advice. Oh, my dad?
Mm.
Oh, no, he didn't ever really push the book. He just wrote it to have something out there. Like, he never, like, you know, went to conferences. I mean, I think he did.
I'm guessing that his advice has not been followed. I'm guessing that things have
for
gone.
For me, it has.
I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing the world has gone astray in his eyes.
Correct.
Mm.
But I've seen him talk to, like, have debates when I was growing up with, you know, other couples and stuff. And everybody seemingly agrees. Not about his advice. It's just like they all kind of agree.
Well, it's kind of like this guy's advice. He's just reporting what he's heard.
Correct.
But he reports it in such a way that it's offensive and troubling.
It's
and harsh.
It's harsh. It is harsh.
It's harsh. And I feel bad, except weirdly looking at it today, I don't feel as bad as I have maybe a week or two.
I don't know, but I like harsh. Like if I went to the doctor and like they tell me harsh.
I'll tell you straight, tell but me, not harsh.
Yeah, I don't need the tact though. No tact.
Yeah, but this is
tactless.
Tactless.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's intended to land harsh, right?
Yes, and it's efficient.
you're correct. However, there's a certain group of people that are not going to hear it and are going to run away hurt and offended, and so you're not 100%. Helping everybody. That's what bothers me. All right, there's a clip up here entitled "Pussy Worshipping." So we need to know what that is. Is that our friend I?
No, hold on. Uh-oh. One second.
Please don't laugh like that. You scare me.
No, it's good stuff, man.
Oh, did I step into something?
I don't know why you're so afraid. Here it is.
It's you guys. That's why.
All right, sorry. That clip for some reason is not opening. But here's another fun one that I think you guys might like.
What the hell? What is going on?
So they got thrown out of a club by a bouncer that I think they thought was a dude. And
then they were like,
you can't touch me like that.
I see. Like, you insulted women.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I like that. Sorry. I'm sorry that happened to them, but it's pretty funny. All right. Give me another one. I'm going to punish you for more TikToks because you've not delivered the pussy worshiping video.
Here, you know what? Here's something pussy adjacent.
This is why you should never go down on her. I know you love to eat. I know you're a cookie monster. You liar. You're doing it because you want to please the girl. A lot of guys, the reason why you claim you love eating box so much is because you're doing it because you want this girl to hopefully give you some booty if you do a good enough job. And women can sense that. There's a form of scarcity attached to why you're doing it. You're not doing it out of abundance. You're not doing it just because you enjoy it so much and she's reciprocating the energy. You're only doing it because you hope she gives you some booty. You hope she lets you smash if you eat the box. You're a sucker and she probably still ain't gonna let you hit.
Well, what if you hit the box after the booty? What's his theory then?
You
don't disagree with him? So we.
It's an appetizer. I'm trying to get to the meal.
I get that. I totally get that.
I don't know
why
he's mad about it though.
Right. And if you're doing that to a woman, pretty much everything's going to go down, right? I mean, that's a lot of women feel that's even more intimate than having sex.
Yeah. This is how. Step one.
It reminded me though of I talked to a Jamaican guy once, and he was telling me that just they will not do that. And when you talk about, you know, the women around their periods.
Wait, what year was this?
It's a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Is that no longer
the thing?
I think
it's had to change.
It's changed.
Yeah.
But I heard, though, that the thing around the what do you call it, bias around women menstruating is still there. Like, you don't get around a woman on her period. Don't get near them. Don't get in there.
Wait, is that not true?
You can do whatever you want when they're in their period. It's messy, but you can do whatever you want.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The only thing that you worry about medically is that it's a little more open, so infections can get up higher if you have something that you're going to give them. Hmm. But if there's no infection going back and forth, then it's a nothing.
But a dude couldn't get anything?
No.
Really?
No.
That's interesting.
But she's just using that as an excuse now.
So you can, no, I'm not going to tell her. Cut this part out. I can't let her watch this part.
Is it you guys married? Or
put that shit on the put it behind a paywall so she had to subscribe.
Is it girlfriend or what?
Probably locking it up soon. Just girlfriend right now.
Congratulations! Yeah. I definitely want to meet this woman.
Oh, dude, she's dealt with a lot. I'm a mess, man.
Really? Like what?
Well, you know, being a comic, of course, you got to be able to. So
traveling.
And she's very. Don't take this the wrong way, but inexperienced in a lot of stuff. So I'm her first experience in a lot of things. So just even traveling. She's done. I'm making her sound like she was
a nun or something.
Yeah, yeah. No, she has experiences, but it's a lot of her friends are not her friends. I'm sorry. I'm really ruining this.
This is good though. I can't wait to meet her and talk about this.
I mean, it's a very kind of cookie cutter and vanilla a lot. I mean, you know, so she's a great, genuine person. And so she meets people through me a lot. And she's like, oh, man, this is wild. And I'm like, I've been like this for like 20 years. I mean, I was at Magic City at 14. I've seen a lot of shit. You know,
different.
So it's like she has a lot of nuanced experiences with me where it's very eye opening.
Yeah.
Does that make sense at all?
Yeah,
like
kind of
events and festivals and travel. I'm like, we're going to go do this. And she's like, I never thought I would, you know.
And good. So I'm like, sure this she is loves a Tuesday.
It.
Yeah. She probably loves it.
Yeah, I mean, she does, she does.
Yeah,
man, I'm gonna get in trouble. Jeez,
no, fuck that. And so I really believe that.
Are you gonna have to eat some pussy now? no matter what time of the month it is, I'm
just shut up, do it. It's worse things. But I do believe the people that are different, you know, that they complement each other. I mean, that opposites attract is not technically true, but. Too much alike is
boring.
They're boring. They drive each other crazy and that kind of thing. So
I mean, she's a little younger than me, and she grew up so different that I do think it's there's always something new. Her biggest thing is she'll say it, you know, way too much. I'm like, shut up. But scorpions, like she hates the.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, she treats them like they're just, you know, size of an iPhone 16, and I'm like, they're an inch.
Well, the little ones are the more dangerous ones.
I mean, yeah, they hurt more. I mean, I've been stung. Like I've been stung, and it's, you know, it's a bee sting. But she's like, I mean, she treats it like it's the.
I mean, it's
the rock got
to
kill
it. But the scorpion has a folklore attached to it. Like it's going to kill you and the giant tail comes and gets you. And the little ones are stingy.
And our neighbors get in her head because our best friends, our neighbors across the street are 85 years old. And we go drink with them 2-3 nights a week.
Oh, how
and
fun.
We, and we kick it. They're hilarious. And she's like, well, the Linda will go, I woke up and there was a scorpion on my face.
Oof.
And so my girl's like wrapped the bed legs with that slick stuff you put on the bottom of a door so a dog can't scratch it. So she's wrapped all the furniture in this with this slick paper. And I'm like, but they old and they got a bed skirt. That's how the scorpions get up there. We don't got no bed skirt. Like that's we good. And so she bought boots for just like she only.
So it's so interesting how one story can set people into just spinning into outer space. God. Just the idea.
Yeah, I love her.
Well, I look forward to meeting her.
Yeah, man.
Pleasure to meet you. Thank you for being here.
Doc, man, it's a pleasure.
Thank
man.
You for playing along.
Boot Boys, appreciate it, man.
Boot Boys, appreciate thank you guys you. As appreciate always, man. And we will see you all next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.